When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Lee Hammack, diagnosed self-aware narcissist here, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people. We know not everybody's a narcissist, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists get married? Yes. I've done videos on this before, but I've been doing this for, 3 years now? This year three of my YouTube channel? And my viewpoints have changed a little bit on some things, y'all. I have different viewpoints. Like, you grow. Can I not grow? Can I change my mind on some stuff? I'm serious, y'all. I'm just joking. But, I'm seriously joking. But why do narcissists get married? I know a lot of people, there's going to be a lot of different opinions on this and whatnot. Some people just think narcissists get married just for, you know, different reasons. So my perspective as a diagnosed narcissist, the reason I got married, the reason I've always, since I was a young child, I've always wanted to be married. That's just been my goal. My goal has been to get married because that's what people do. That's what normal people do. I've always, since I was young, I've always felt like I wasn't normal. I've always felt like I kind of stuck out in the crowd, like I stuck out like a sore thumb, or that I wasn't human like everybody else. So I've always wanted to feel more human, if that makes sense. So how do you feel more human? You go to school, you get good grades, you do good in sports, you fit in, you make people laugh, you grow up, you have kids, you get married, you get a good job, blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. Y'all understand exactly what I'm saying. Like, I thought that's how you fit into society. I thought that's what normal human beings did. You grow up and you get married because marriage means you're normal, right? No, nothing more American or normal than a man getting married. Blah blah blah. You know, that's what most of my mind thought, y'all. I used to be a little kid reading Cosmopolitan magazine, always wondering, like, I want to get married. And I want to get married. I don't know who I'm going to get married to, but I'm definitely going to get married one day because that's what normal people do. That's what normal people do to fit in. That's what normal people, they get married. And I always wanted to be normal. So some narcissists, including myself, want to get married because it feels normal. You feel like that will make you fit into society. You want to get you. And normal is just the word I use, y'all. What does normal really mean? What does normal mean to you? Normal doesn't mean the same thing to everybody else. I promise you it doesn't. So I always thought it would help me fit into regular society, I guess. Not necessarily feel like an alien as much because I'm normal because I'm married, right? I have kids, right? You know what I mean? I'm married and I have kids. So that must mean I'm normal. I fit in. Don't look at me as I'm different. I'm not different. You know what I mean? So I grew up wanting to be married for a long time just because I figured that that would make me look and feel normal to people, just in general, you know what I mean? But that's the way it goes right there, y'all. That's the dynamic. That's how it goes when you're dealing with people in this mindset. Some of them want to be married from when they were younger just because that's what normal people do. But when you grow up, like when I grew up, do I love my wife? Yes, y'all. I know people are going to say, look, narcissist, Lee, gotcha. Narcissists can't love, so we know you don't love your wife. You're just talking, Lee. No, I love my wife. My actions show that I love my wife. I love my kids. My actions back up my words, which a lot of narcissistic people can't follow through with. A lot of narcissists and toxic people, their actions and their words don't match. I love my wife. I married my wife because I love my wife. But I wanted to be married when I was younger because I wanted to fit in. So both things can be true. I wanted to fit in and I love my wife. So we got married. You know what I mean? But a lot of times you get narcissistic people that when they grow up, they get married because, yeah, they do get married because they think they love the person that they're with. They might actually love the person that they're with. I believe that that's possible. A lot of people are going to disagree with me, but that's fine. Yo, we can disagree. I can take disagreement. I just don't do the disrespect. I just remove comments and block people. Yo, I can take disagreements. We can disagree. But just don't disrespect me for disagreeing with you in your viewpoint. You know what I mean? Some narcissists get married because they absolutely think that they love their partner, or they feel like they're showing their partner love. Some people get married during the love bombing phase. You're quick to get married because the narcissists feel like narcissistic person feels like they have met their perfect match. They feel like they have met their partner in crime, their good significant other and whatnot. You know what I mean? I met someone who fits me. We're going to be together forever. Blah, 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 boo, 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 bee, bee, bee. We're going to be together forever. We love each other. This, that, and the third. This, that, and the fourth. You know what I mean? They might actually believe that they love you. They might actually be showing you that they love you when you get married, when they ask you to marry them, or when you accept the marriage proposal. You might actually believe you love this person. And you might truly be following through with that. But something flips off after the marriage or before the marriage that makes you not care about the person anymore. If you get married during the love bomb, if you get married to a narcissist during the love bombing phase, they can fall out of love with you just as easily as they fell into love with you. You see what I'm saying? They can fall out of love with you just as easily as they fell in love with you. Because once you get married to a narcissist, typically that's one of the most defining moments when the narcissistic mask comes off. You see who they really are because they might start treating you differently. A lot of times marriage is the catalyst for the devaluation phase. We deal with narcissistic people. So it might be good up until you get married. It might because they feel like they have you trapped. You can't just break it with me now. You're under contract to be with me right now. You have to sign you have to get divorced and sign to break up this contract. You can't just break it with me. You know what I mean? You can no longer just break it with me for no reason. You have to sign off on it. You know what I mean? You have to sign off on breaking up with me. It's a long, arduous process in a lot of different states, especially you get married in a state like mine. I live in North Carolina. You know what I mean? So it takes at least a year to get divorced in North Carolina. You can't just break up with me. You see what I'm saying? That happens quite a bit when you deal with narcissistic people, where the marriage actually allows the mask to come off and the narcissistic person becomes who they really are. They start acting like who they really are. They start behaving like who they really are. This is a common occurrence when you're dealing with narcissistic, toxic-ass people, y'all. This is just one of the common things that happens. You know what I mean? I tell this to people all the time. Narcissistic people might get married because they think they love you, or they might actually be showing you that they love you. But once you get married, sometimes that's the catalyst for the devaluation phase. Sometimes once you get married, that's the peak of your relationship. That's the peak. You know what I mean? Sometimes narcissistic people don't even love you when they get married. You know, sometimes they get married to you just so nobody else can have you. You mean to make it harder for you to leave, to make you feel trapped. Sometimes they marry you just so nobody else can have you. They don't even love you and care about you. Y'all have been through the struggle. Y'all have been through that. They've been cheating on you. They've been doing you horrible. They've been lying to you. They done put their hands on you. They done beat your ass. They done did all kinds of horrible stuff to you. But now, they want to get married. So sometimes y'all get married under high pressure circumstances. Sometimes y'all get married during the worst part of your relationship. Sometimes you get married because it's the last ditch effort to fix things. That narcissistic person is marrying you because now it's harder for you to leave them. Now you're damn near obligated to be here. And if you're super religious or you're somewhat religious, now the Bible tells you you can't leave me. Hey, you are a bad Christian if you leave me. Hey, you can't just walk away from me. You know, the Quran says you can't just walk away from me for no reason. I didn't cheat on you. You can't leave me. You see what I'm saying? There's so many different reasons why narcissistic people get married. But typically, y'all, it's going to be because it benefits them in some way, shape, or form. Everything I've described to you as a reason why a lot of narcissistic people get married benefits them in some way, shape, or form. They get to be themselves. The mask slips. They think they love you, so they want you. They think they get a chance to fit into society. Sometimes they get married just because it helps them fit in. Sometimes they get married just to take you off the market so nobody else can have you. You know what I'm saying? All that is benefit to the narcissist. Matter of fact, have y'all ever seen the TV show Dexter? Dexter Morgan, that used to be on Showtime. I think it just restarted. I think Dexter just came back on TV. Have y'all ever seen Dexter? Dexter is a narcissist at his core, but he's probably more of a sociopath, somebody with antisocial personality disorder. He takes people's lives. He's out there. You know, Dexter Morgan, when he got married to Rita, he told you why he got married. He's like, now I'm normal. Now this is what people are supposed to do. He didn't really love Rita. He thought he loved Rita. He loved the way Rita made him feel, or the way Rita made him look. Some people get married because of the image. He got married because she made him look good. She made him look normal. She made it look like he fit in. That's why some narcissistic, toxic-ass people will get married because the look, the feel, the appeal of it. Hey, we're married, so we must be in love. We're married, so that's a normal couple. And they get married to you because people look up to them now. Now you're a relationship role model because y'all got married. Especially if y'all had a very tumultuous, highly intense-ass relationship. Oof. That is a tough time, y'all. So some narcissistic people will absolutely get married to you because it benefits them in some way, shape, or form, y'all. And yes, I'm sitting in my car. No, I'm not living in my damn car, y'all. I meant to say this at the beginning, but so many people think because I'm sitting in my car, well, did your wife kick you out? When I used to film in my shed, y'all thought I was living in my damn shed. I was in my shed yesterday. I was like, yeah, people thought I lived out here. No. My marriage is, we're in a much better place than we are right now. And I know a lot of people are going to ask me, like, well, Lee, the marriage has went sideways with my narcissistic partner. What do I do to fix it? Now, the only thing you can really control is you, yourself. You know what I mean? The only thing you can actively control is you and yourself and how you react, how you respond to things and situations like that. That's absolutely the only thing that you can control. So control what you can control. Do what you can do. You mean you can't control, you can't make them go to therapy, you can't make them do anything like that, y'all. You can't make them love you, you can't make them try harder. They have to want to do that themselves, you know. And sticking with them and being a ride or die typically does not work to make them stick around much longer, y'all. Anyways, y'all, I do have to do a 101 here right now. I'm sitting in my car. I just got home from my office and I run in the house and do a 101. I still do those over Zoom. Book coming soon. The Narcissist Code ebook is in writing right now, y'all. If you haven't already, the Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon. And also, we're doing a live in-person big time workshop in Orlando, Florida on May the 20th, 2023, y'all. Seriously. The link is in the description, in the bio of every website, everything I publish. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.